Chapter 16, Fiend. Morta gasped as sweat covered his face. He looked up at the daunting task ahead of him. His chest heaved as he leaned on the body next to him. "Come on, Morta. You're halfway there," Silver replied as Morta leaned on her. "But," Morta wheezed. "But what?" Silver replied. "It's a whole nother flight of stairs," Morta whined. Giving one last gasp, he fell to his haunches, panting. Silver smiled gently as she sat next to Morta. Opening her saddlebag, she grabbed a bottle of water and offered it to him. "Thank you," Morta quickly replied as he grabbed the bottle. Opening it with his teeth, he quickly drank the entire thing. "I really needed that," he said as his breathing slowed. "Of course," Silver replied. Silver looked over at Morta and smiled. It had been a couple of months, but Morta was finally cleared to leave after his rehab. His mane had grown back, and his gray coat hid most of his scars. Although he walked with a limp and looked out of shape, he was healthy. More importantly, he could walk on his own, albeit slowly. It took them the entire afternoon to walk from the hospital to his apartment. He had to stop often for breaks, but he was walking nonetheless. Silver continued to smile as she gently leaned on Morta. Morta's ears perked as his tail twitched, a blush growing on his face. "Silver, what are you doing?" Morta blurted out. He knew Silver loved him, but she rarely showed it in public places. It was only when she knew they were alone that she would open up. "Resting," she replied as she closed her eyes. "That, and I am happy that you are finally out of that place. There were always too many ponies around for my liking."
"Well, I'm glad to be out of there, too. The food was getting disgusting," Morta chuckled.
The two continued to sit there, resting and enjoying each other's company. After a couple of minutes, Silver finally got up. Putting her saddlebags back on, she nudged Morta with a hoof. "Come on, let's go. It's getting late. Just one more flight of stairs and we can make it to your apartment," Silver said.
"Can't I just sleep here?" Morta asked, pouting.
"Like I would allow such a thing," Silver retorted, raising her chin. Morta gave out a loud sigh, slowly getting up. Gulping as he looked at the task ahead, he raised his right forehoof.
"Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right?"
"Indeed it does. But that does not mean you have to go alone," Silver added, as she smiled at Morta.
"What would I do without you?" Morta chuckled.
"Apparently sleep on a dirty staircase out in the open," Silver replied, nudging him.
The door slowly opened, and Morta and Silver walked in.
"Well, sorry about the mess you're going to see. I obviously have not been here in a while. There's going to be dust everywhere," Morta said as he fumbled around for the light switch. "Here it is."
Morta gasped as the lights flickered on. He expected a dusty and run-down apartment, but instead, his apartment looked like it was brand new.
"How did this happen?" Morta asked as his jaw dropped.
"Oh, that," Silver replied as she dropped her bags down on a table. "While you were in the hospital, I took care of your place. I did not want to give you work, especially when you came back."
"But how did you get in? I always lock my apartment when I leave it," Morta replied as he looked around.
He wiped his hoof on a couch and then inspected it. "It's simple. I took your keys when no pony was looking and made a copy of them. Once I got a copy, I put the original back," Silver said as she reached in her backpack and pulled out a key.
"But you stole my keys," Morta whined.
"Oh, hush," Silver said nonchalantly as she pushed Morta towards his bed. "I did not steal them. I just borrowed them is all. Besides, I cleaned your apartment for you. You should thank me anyways. Now stop complaining and go to bed. You need your rest."
"Fine, fine," Morta whined as he hobbled to his bed. Carefully getting in, he gave a loud sigh as he leaned back. "Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow, right?"
"What?" Silver said as she raised an eyebrow. "What do you mean? I'm staying here, of course."
"What?" Morta gasped as his eyes widened, sitting up. "Why?"
"Why?" Silver replied, putting a hoof on Morta's chest, gently pushing him back down. "Because you can barely walk up a pair of stairs by yourself. Do you think I'm just going to leave you alone? Some pony needs to watch over you and make sure you don't get hurt again. And that's me."
Morta started to slightly blush.
"Oh."
"Now," Silver said as she looked around, "I guess I'll sleep on the couch or something. I will figure it out. Just call me if you need help with something."
"Oh," Morta said as his eyes darted around, not looking at Silver.
"Oh, what?" Silver replied, a confused look on her face.
"You can, you know, share this bed with me," Morta said quietly as he looked away, his blush growing.
Silver squinted her eyes, glaring down at him.
"Is this your attempt to get me in bed with you?"
Morta tried to hide by getting smaller, his eyes staring at his hooves.
"Maybe," he said meekly.
She lowered her head, staring directly into Morta's eyes. Suddenly, her face softened as she gave a small smile.
"Luckily for you, it worked."
"Really?" Morta asked, surprised, his eyes widening and his blush continuing to grow.
"Let me just get ready," she said, as she got up, walking towards the bathroom.
Silver turned off the sink as she wiped her face off with a towel. She looked into the mirror. She squinted her eyebrows as she stared at her reflection. She tilted her head, examining all the features on her face.
"Guess this is it," Silver thought.
"This is my life now. To be just an average mare friend, possibly a wife and mother. I cannot turn back. I already burned that bridge. No power, no kingdom, just Morta and me. But did I make the right choice?"
"Silver, are you coming?" Morta shouted from his room.
Silver shook her head as she blinked her eyes.
"Coming," she shouted back.
Taking one last glimpse in the mirror, she turned around and walked out. As she did, she saw Morta scoot to the side of the bed. He looked at her, patting the spot next to him. Silver gave a small smile as she lay down next to him, their bodies barely touching. She let out a sigh, closing her eyes and trying to get comfortable. Morta looked at Silver. His eyes darted around, his hooves shaking slightly. Gulping, he quickly hugged Silver, her head resting on his chest. Silver's eyes quickly shot open, looking up at a blushing Morta. A blush started to grow on her face.
"I just thought it would be more comfortable, you know," Morta said nervously.
Silver could feel and hear his heartbeat. She lay there, listening to it for a couple of seconds. A smile grew on her face as she closed her eyes, her tail intertwining with his.
"Who am I kidding?" she thought. "Of course I made the right choice."
And there, she had a blissful sleep.
Dear Celestia and Luna, sorry for the informality, but given my past, I do not think I can call either of you princesses. I mean no disrespect. It is just too awkward for me. In addition, I have a feeling that you enjoy the informality anyways. How long has it been now? Almost 4 months since that day when I was brought to Canterlot in chains. I cannot believe how much has transpired since then. It amazes me even now that I am happily living with Morta Brick as a fellow pony. Morta is doing great, by the way. He has regained his muscles, and his limp is nowhere near as noticeable as it once was.
He's even started to think about work again, though I warned him that he had better not work in any high places. I will literally nail him to the ground if I have to. I have no regrets for the choices I made. Every day, it is a joy to wake up knowing that Morta is right beside me in our bed. I took your suggestion, and starting now, I will write letters to you two periodically. Now, even though you suggested it, I bet you are surprised that I actually took you up on your offer. But really, other than Morta, you two are the closest friends I have. I am writing this letter to say thank you. Believe me, it took a lot of effort just to write this down, but I have to be completely honest with myself. I cannot live in a lie, trying to hide away from the truth. So thank you for going against my wishes and sparing my life. Thank you for giving me not only another chance at life, but also a wonderful life. I cannot imagine a future without Morta. At first, I thought I would have to wear a mask for the rest of my time, pretending to like other ponies, pretending that I fit in. But to my surprise, I do not have to do that anymore. I've made other friends, ponies that I actually like. While I know there are a few out there who infuriate me, the majority of them are pleasant folk. I am actually enjoying the company of others. Still, though, I will always prefer Morta's company to anyone else's. We should have some coffee or lunch together sometime. I think you two will be amazed at how Morta looks now. Your friend, now and forever, Silver Skip.